Gwinnett. And out front tonight, Hot Rod Show and Tell. Yes, you heard me right. Hot Rod. Iran today, defiantly flaunting its first Iranian-made nuclear rods. If Iran is going nuclear, this is a crucial step towards building a weapon. Now, a lot of this, of course, is propaganda. And wearing a white lab coat for the cameras, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was on hand at a Tehran nuclear facility as fuel rods were loaded into a nuclear reactor core. Now, nuclear rods contain the pellets of nuclear fuel. That's essential for a nuclear reaction. And while that was going on, Iran was also sharing some other news. It plans on producing yellow cake, which is another step to enriching uranium to the 90% holy grail weapons grade level. Now, Ahmadinejad, as we're all well aware, insists that Iran's nuclear program is for medical and peaceful purposes, i.e. nuclear power. But no one buys it, not even the watchdog IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Association, and definitely not Washington or Tel Aviv. The question is, have we reached a tipping point with Iran where sanctions will not be enough to stop the country from getting a nuclear weapon? A new Pew Research poll says that most Americans, 58%, would consider military action to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Now again, Iran says they don't have them. But how do we know? We need to get it right this time, because no one will tolerate another Iraq. Let's take a look at this map from the Center for Strategic and International Studies. It shows the many nuclear facilities in Iran. Now, they also have this satellite image of the construction of one of Iran's nuclear facilities. I just want you to look there in the middle. This is a before image, and you'll see what we've highlighted there. In the picture, you see a vehicle entrance ramp that goes underground, right? That U. Now, we'll show you the after image. This is a photograph of the completion of the underground building. And as you can see, the ramp has been covered with a dummy building. We'll show you that building from another angle. There it is. Now, CSIS says that there is a centrifuge, which is used to make enriched uranium, underneath the ground, well underneath the ground. And the truth is, we don't actually know what's underground or where in Iran. We've reported on this show that the United States thinks that to destroy the underground facilities in Iran would take 30,000-pound bombs, which are called Massive Ordnance Penetrators, or MOPs. So far, the U.S. only has 20 of those, and Israel only has 5,000-pound bombs. But using them could mean war. And that is why it is worth knowing a few things about Iran's military. It has a ground force of 500,000 people. More than 1,600 main battle tanks, at least 300 combat jet fighters, and some 3,200 major artillery weapons. And that doesn't even count. It's all-powerful Revolutionary Guard. So, is it time to strike Iran, or is this folly? And if we don't do it now, then when? Out front tonight, retired General Spider.